T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah.
It'll be Titans and Bills, but that's, fingers crossed. Like, who knows? Titans could wake up tomorrow and have 4 more positive tests.
It's true.
Never know what this. COVID Titans are tough. 3-0 heading into tomorrow night. We'll get you ready for it tomorrow.
Story number 4.
Congrats to Rafael Nadal. Gets another French Open title. He's now 13-0 in French Open finals. Talk about being impressed by Michael Jordan, 6-0 in the finals. That's nothing on Nadal in the French Open in Paris. This guy never loses. And now has 20 Grand Slam titles that ties Roger Federer for most all-time Grand Slam titles in the sport of men's tennis. He was asked about the GOAT conversation. We had a tennis GOAT conversation and a basketball GOAT conversation yesterday. Nadal said what I think is probably a reasonable thing to say. Let's judge everybody after all of our careers are over. The good thing for Nadal is that he is much younger than Roger Federer. Federer might be done or close to done. Nadal seems like he can still get some, at least on clay, going forward, so he might really go down as the GOAT. And yesterday, just a reminder of how crammed our sports schedule is right now.
Mm-hmm.
We had Game 6 of the NBA Finals, Game 1 of the ALCS, an entire NFL schedule, the French Open Final, a NASCAR race, PGA Tour event went into a playoff. Like, it was just...
Yeah. I'm honestly kind of glad the NBA's wrapped up.
Just too much.
So I can tell you, it is too much. It's just too much.
I
never thought I'd say that, but like, you literally, I mean, you can't pick one thing on certain days,
well, like,
especially when the weekend rolls around.
Last night's a perfect example.
Yeah.
I have 3 TVs set up in the room where I normally watch games and stuff. And on the largest TV, I had NBA Finals, and then I had ALCS. And I had just planned to have Sunday Night Football on the other one, and then we're good to go.
Mm-hmm.
But then you had a PGA Tour event in a playoff. I wanted to watch that.
Right.
And so I was like, I sacrificed the first few minutes of Sunday Night Football so that I could watch the playoff of the PGA Tour. Like, as someone who has had this type of setup for a decade now, I can tell you 3 TVs is usually enough.
Mm-hmm. Like,
if you're trying to watch more than that, you're not paying attention to anything. 3 TVs is usually fine. And I had this moment last night around 7:30. I was like, I need a 4 screen. And I could have just gotten an iPad out or something. I didn't feel it wasn't important enough to me to do that. But a lot of stuff going on in sports. Mm-hmm. That's the point. And so it's one of the weird, good byproducts of a pandemic. We lost everything for a significant amount of time, but now we basically got it all back. It doesn't look the same, but we got all these sports back, and they are running on top of each other, on top of each other, on top of each other. I should say this. I had lamented in recent weeks that college football just wasn't doing it for me. Like, mm-hmm. I really got into Major League Baseball despite the absence of fans. Golf has been great. The NBA bubble, terrific. But, like, college football just, I found myself on Saturdays not really caring. That changed this past Saturday was awesome.
Yeah, the SEC, when it got ramped up
got Texas,
a couple
Oklahoma
games under
early,
the belt. Texas, Oklahoma,
and then Tennessee, Georgia was interesting for a little while.
It was.
Alabama, Ole Miss was loads of fun. Clemson looked awesome against Miami.
Arkansas, Auburn was fun.
Like, Saturday was a terrific day of television watching as it related to college football. And I'll talk to Jeff Calkins a little bit about that next.
Memphis in the Mid-South's number one place for sports and the home of the Giannotto and Jeffrey Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 p.m. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, live on the radio.com app.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel's America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using the promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. And the app is really awesome. If you're new to sports gambling, it is very easy to navigate. I downloaded mine, got my $50. You need to download it right now. Again, that's promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Why so serious? So we're so classic, you are wrong. Get over right away.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills and messes quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading value brand. So you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Did you know that despite growing out of dirt in the ground, mushrooms are more closely related to animals than they are to plants? Learn more in The Kingdom, How Fungi Made Our World, on CuriosityStream. CuriosityStream is the streaming video service full of thousands of documentary films and TV shows about nature, science, history, travel, the world's most fascinating people, and pretty much anything else you want to learn about. Spark your curiosity on any device that can stream video. Learn more and sign up today at CuriosityStream.com.
Injured? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
A university freshman was about to have her first blind date. Her roommate was making all the arrangements and asked whether she preferred Southern boys or Northern boys. A Midwesterner, she was innocently unaware of such subtle distinctions and asked what the difference was. Her worldly wise roommate answered, "Southern boys are more romantic. They will take you walking in the moonlight and whisper sweet nothings in your ear. Northern boys are more active. They like to go places and do exciting things." The girl pondered the contrast and then asked wistfully, "Could you please find me a Southern boy from as far north as possible?" The story suggests our lack of decisiveness. It can't be. Life on Earth is life in the making, involving constant choice. One, does my choice offer meaning beyond today? And two, will what results be good for others as well for myself? I'm Shane Stanford of Christ Church Memphis. You matter.
Visit ChristChurchMemphis.org.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a 3-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
I didn't feel so well, so I searched my symptoms on Google, and now I'm being followed by uncomfortable ads. I hate feeling like my personal data is being bought and sold. I downloaded DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. Take back your privacy with DuckDuckGo.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show.
Look for the biggest brands in computers. You know where to look. Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park. Biggest brands like Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Yeah, you can get Apple products at Cooper Systems. You do not have to go to the Apple store to get an Apple product. You can get an Apple product at Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. Big savings on the biggest names in computers at Cooper Systems. Just give them a call. 901 901-360-9679. You can talk to Lee Cooper, Lauren Cooper. You can talk to any of the consultants at Cooper Systems, and they can help you find a computer that is perfect for you. Just tell them what you're going to be using the computer for. Then they'll be able to identify a machine that's perfect for you in the sense that you do everything you need it to do, won't be able to do much else. That way you're not paying for things you'll never use. That way you're saving money. You can't do that at the big box stores. You can do it at Cooper Systems. If you are homeschooling, perhaps for the first time in your life, you probably recognize you're printing out a lot of stuff that you haven't been printing out in years past. Worksheets, whatever. You need a good printer, a better printer? Cooper Systems has printers for all of your printing needs. 360-9679. 360-9679. Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park. On the web, coopersystems.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist daily, Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, Gary.
So I had said in recent weeks that though I got into Major League Baseball pretty quickly, despite the absence of fans, and the PGA Tour has been great, and you know, the NBA bubble was terrific, I had found myself largely uninterested in college football for whatever reason. I thought maybe it was because the Big Ten and Pac-12 hadn't started playing yet. We hadn't had a lot of great matchups. Memphis, like, missed a month because they couldn't stop – somebody couldn't stop testing positive over and over again. But like, whatever I was feeling about college football changed on Saturday, because Saturday, from the first set of games to the last set of games, Saturday was a lot of fun in that sport, Ole Miss Alabama being a big part of it.
Well, it's funny. The program I care most about is the University of Memphis, but the time when it felt to me like it was back was the SEC's first week. You know, you start out with Mississippi State beating LSU, and honestly, I think it's been fabulous ever since. Some of it is because the schedule is just like all it is SEC playing SEC. Like, and I don't advocate leaving out the group of five teams. I don't, you know, that doesn't make me happy over the long term. But I mean, it was absolutely nuts on Saturday from beginning to end. And Ole Miss Alabama was certainly one of them. But you know, wherever you turn, there was interesting stuff happening. Georgia, Tennessee was interesting for a long time, long enough that I think Tennessee should be encouraged by it. I think college football is having a good run right now. And I honestly thought this weekend, college football on Saturday was better than NFL football on Sunday.
And they were both good, but like college football, you had Texas, Oklahoma, and then, which was just ridiculous, you know, for a variety of reasons. Then my girl throwing up the bird live on national television. That was so perfect. Like I don't, you know, the amount of times people actually LOL relative to the times they type LOL into their phone is not very good. Like I see people LOLing all the time and I'm like, you didn't really laugh out loud at that, did you? I actually laughed out loud when that girl just flipped the bird. It was so good. It was so perfect. She looked confused. Like, Texas just lost in a ridiculous way. She looked confused and then frustrated, and then here's my bird. She was great.
She settled on the bird in the end. She settled. That was the place to be. Oh, it was fantastic. And, of course, you know, they wouldn't have shown it if they had known she was going to do it. And, like, the whole thing was perfect. It was absolutely perfect, yeah.
And then we got
that was great. Like, the Arkansas-Auburn game was, you know, Arkansas got totally shafted by the end of that game, but it was certainly interesting, and Arkansas is making things much more interesting than you would have imagined. So, up and down the lineup, it was absolutely tremendous.
Ole Miss is 1-2, and I don't know, you know, that's a program that was ranked in the top five, you know, not too many years ago, at least at one point. So I don't think you're celebrating 1-2, but if you're an Ole Miss fan, you got to feel pretty good about what's happening right now. Like, you just went out and put 48 points on Nick Saban. It is, like, the Lane Kiffin era is fun so far. I don't know that it'll ever be what people want it to be, but, like, so far, like, having a fun offensive team that frustrates Nick Saban is, like, it's a pretty good way to start.
Oh, I mean, the Florida game was, like, the two losses were both a blast, right? I mean, the Florida game, it came out, you're throwing, reverse halfback pass, whatever, and pass. And so you take the lead over Florida. You fade in the second half. Obviously, Florida's good, although they lost this weekend too. And then you put up more yards on Alabama than Alabama had ever given up, ever. Like, you know, that was tremendous. So there are, you know, if you were 1-2 and had lost the games, you know, 17-13, I don't think you'd be having as much fun. It is simply more fun to play football this way. It's more fun, honestly, in the SEC. I think the average SEC team scored 33.8 points this week, which is the most, or maybe it's 38.3. Now I may have it backward, which was the most ever in SEC history. But there's no question. It's more fun to lose that way than it is to lose, you know, like Memphis used to lose under Rip Shear, ugly, right? That's not nearly as much fun. So
imagine what
hope, because yeah,
imagine what that average for the SEC would have been if Mississippi State didn't exist.
And you got Mike Leach, who has literally never had a team that never scored before. The damnedest thing is that their defense is really good, and were it not for six interceptions, they could well have won that game. And now you've got Mike Leach saying he is ready to get rid of the malcontents. Like, you have the whole, like, we have had the entire Mike Leach experience, from the euphoric win to the crushing losses to the throwing out malcontents, everything in one little miniature season here from Mississippi State.
And if you go back to the offseason, like the offseason Mike Leach experience, where he's tweeting something that he has to apologize for,
right,
saying something that he has to apologize for, or at least should apologize for. He's something, but like you scored 2 points against Kentucky. That's the idea that you could, in the same, you know, in a matter of weeks, set an SEC record for passing yards and score 2 points against Kentucky is kind of crazy.
It's insane. You literally set an SEC record for most passing yards ever in the history of the conference, and then you could not score an offensive point against Kentucky. I mean, that's absolutely preposterous. But it actually, what it suggests is that LSU's defense is truly horrific, yeah, under Bo Pelini. I mean, that in the end, the problem with getting too much out of the first game on the schedule is you don't have anything to compare it by. And now what we see is Missouri put up many more points against LSU this past week than they had in their first two games combined. You go up against that LSU defense, you're going to put up points. It is astonishing how that team has fallen in a year. And I know that they lost, you know, all these starters to the NFL and opting out, and their coordinator and quarterbacks and everything else. But that's still appalling what has happened to LSU.
What it reminds me of a little bit is last season. So, like, Mississippi State wins at LSU to open the season, and it's like, whoa, here's Mike Leach in the SEC. You and I were even joking about it. Like, Barrett Salee said it wouldn't work in the SEC, and now look, they just went and, you know, set a record against LSU. Last basketball season, which seems like 50 years ago, it was late November, and Michigan beat North Carolina. I think it was the Battle for Atlantis. And people were like, myself included, like, oh, wow. Like, they've already beaten Creighton. Now they just beat North Carolina. Like, Juwan Howard might have, like, a legitimate top five team. They're undefeated with wins over Creighton and North Carolina. And then what we find out later is North Carolina stinks. Like, it's not the same thing as beating North Carolina. Sounds great, but it's not great in this season because North Carolina's not any good. Same thing with Mississippi State beating LSU. Like, beating LSU sounds great, and it was great. But we are finding out that it didn't really mean what we thought it meant, because LSU is an absolute disaster. I mean, you let Mississippi State put 44 on you and then Missouri put 45? I mean, those are bad SEC teams, or at least supposed to be. And they just...
Well, the funny thing is that, like, throughout the SEC, you have LSU has given up more points through three games than it ever has before. Florida has given up more points, 100, through three games than it ever has, not just in its first three games, but in any three games stretch in its entire history. So you have all of these defenses, except for Georgia, which was tremendous against Tennessee, particularly in the second half. You have all these SEC defenses getting absolutely lit up. And Well, and Florida typically has a stout defense. LSU typically has a stout defense. If this was the Big 12, we'd be laughing at it, that no one can stop anyone. But, yes, absolutely. You've seen it in LSU, and you've now seen it in Florida. And, you know, Jimbo Fisher finally gets a signature win, a top-five win for his $75 million.
He was fired up in that post-game interview.
He was fired up.
like he so badly wanted to tell everybody just to F off. It was like on the tip of his tongue. He just wanted to tell everybody now it's time for all of you to shut the F up. Like, he couldn't go there.
Let's be honest. He wanted to flip him the bird.
Yes.
Like, he wanted to flip the bird, you know?
Yes. And I was talking about LeBron earlier about, you know, when he says last night, I want my damn respect. Like, it must be frustrating to be unbelievable, like actually unbelievable, especially at the age of 35, and still have people question you and criticize you. And I guess on some level, even though the criticism of Jimbo Fisher I think is largely fair, Jimbo Fisher's probably like, I'm so good at what I do, or at least somebody believed I was so good at what I do, that they gave me $75 million. And then I got to go read on message boards that everybody thinks I'm a bomb. Like, yeah, I can understand
it's
how
you... It's a little different with... it's a little different, because Jimbo Fisher gets a contract unprecedented in college sports and does not have anything close to the success unprecedented in college sports. So the LeBron thing... Obviously, it's stupid. Like, the criticism of game five, where he, quote-unquote, didn't take the shot. In fact, it was so much – there was so much reaction to that criticism. I just don't know – I wondered if anyone was actually saying he should have taken the shot.
Jay Williams did, at the very least.
Jay Williams did. I was about to say that. But then I was thinking, did anyone actually say it? And freaking Jay Williams, who's supposed to know something about basketball – said he should have taken that shot. I just thought it was ridiculous. The criticism of LeBron is ridiculous. I also think it's a little ridiculous for LeBron to say, give me my respect.
I love
who the hell doesn't respect? The only question is whether you're one or two, you know? And Harrington might want to make you one of three because he puts Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in there. But it's who doesn't freaking respect LeBron James?
Except for
Clay Travis and the president. You know, who else?
Let's get Bayless. I mean, is an obvious example.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
I think that
people who literally make a living on being contrary, and so if you're making a living being contrary, that suggests, you know, what's the most outlandish thing I can say? It's to criticize LeBron suggests that most people aren't criticizing LeBron, you know, or at least understand. Yeah, they might criticize a particular thing, but. You know, I don't have a lot of sympathy for the give me my respect. He gets lots of respect.
I think what happens there is what happens to, I don't know about lots of athletes, but certainly some superstars, is that if you lined 100 people up in a room and they all said you're amazing, like 97 of them said you're amazing. And three people were like, I don't think you're that much. You're fine, but I don't think you're that. He only hears those three. Like, he can't hear the other stuff. It's just the overwhelming majority of people think he is just as great as he is, but he hears the other stuff, and it actually bothers him.
He was basically saying to Skip Bayless, give me my respect.
Yes.
That's basically what it was. He was basically just heard Skip Bayless and was yelling at him. Yeah, I agree with that.
And on the shot on Friday night, like, I was actually – Jay Williams is not somebody who just says outlandish things to say them. I was surprised by it. Honestly, like, and I don't have any, I know Jay, but I don't know him well enough to know what his Friday night habits might be. But it looked like something you tweet after you've maybe had one too many drinks and you just pop it off. I've done it. Not about something like that, but like, I know what it's like to tweet after one too many drinks. And that's because, like, you're a basketball player. How could you watch that and insist LeBron has to take that shot?
Why would the drinks impair? I don't, like, I might do that after one too many drinks. Like, cause I'm not Jay Williams when I come, like, it just struck me as absurd. I mean, particularly for Jay Williams, a point guard, like, you find that, like, a wide open guy to a marksman who was won championships before. Like, it just struck me. Well, how many people were around him? Four?
Yes. He drew three people below the free throw line, so much so that Danny Green was just standing at the top of the key all by himself. I mean,
it would have been better if he – I actually looked. Could he have gotten it to – who was standing in the corner for the corner three? Like, the corner three would have been easier than the straightaway three. There's no question that would have been a – but I didn't see if he could have made that pass. But Yeah, that was absurd. He was just standing there by himself.
I mean,
yeah.
Danny Green's a career 42% three-point shooter, a guy who I believe shot 45% in finals throughout his career. Like, if you get him an in-rhythm, wide-open three-pointer, like LeBron said on Friday night, you know, you live with that. Like, you know, I mean, it's Danny Green at the top of the key. You're supposed to be able to knock that shot down. And so if you wanted to argue LeBron's got to take a shot on the final possession, then I'll listen to that, although I disagree with you. At least you're rooted in you. At least you can make an argument built around that. Like, hey, don't drive it into four people, but you create a play and then make a jumper. I want LeBron James taking a shot on that possession. I'll listen to that, even though I think you're wrong. But when you say LeBron should have shot that ball when he's got four people on top of him and Danny Green's wide open, that doesn't make any sense. And the most frustrating thing isn't the people who just say LeBron should have taken that shot. It's the people who say Michael Jordan would have taken that shot when famously in two closeout situations in the finals, Michael Jordan did not take that shot. He passed it to John Paxson one time, to Steve Kerr the other time, and that is what helped the Bulls. Like, everybody remembers the Byron Scott shot. That happened too, Jordan game six. But, like, there are two other finals decided by Michael Jordan passing the ball to an open shooter exactly the way LeBron did on Friday night. So if you want to say LeBron needs to take a shot on the final possession, say that. When you try to say Michael would have definitely taken that shot, well, then you don't have access to YouTube.
Yeah, it's absurd. And I don't know why that exists. Like, I don't know why that image. Now, Michael had last-second shots in finals that LeBron does not have, right? I think that's true. LeBron had the block.
Right,
like,
the block. LeBron's most famous finals moment is that block.
Yeah, but he didn't have – and, you know, Jordan has ELO. Jordan has Utah. Jordan has – you know, he has – just like Kobe, missed a hell of a lot of those shots at the end, right? But he's remembered – for taking them, and you just remember the ones they make for some reason. Where LeBron, he has as many walk-off winners, and maybe it's in playoffs too, as Jordan. They're just not in the finals.
Right. He has more playoff buzzer beaters than Michael Jordan.
Right. But yet we remember them one way. You know, I will say this: the ones. Do you believe this? That LeBron gets some criticism because he seems outwardly manipulative and fake sometimes, right? In a way that whether Jordan was or wasn't, it didn't seem like that. You know what I mean? Like, LeBron can seem like, this stuff about texting, I'm a winner, you know, we're going to win this game before game. Which game was that? That was game four, maybe. You know, it seems like a big LeBron production all the time, sometimes intentionally so. And he does take some criticism for that in a way that Jordan never did, for being fake. That was it. I think for being fake. Maybe it's because he's nice. I don't really know.
I will say this. He's not perfect. And the people who are around him every day, my friends who cover that league, are not as enthusiastic about him as I can be from a distance. Like, that's the most reasonable way I could put it, is that, you know, from a distance, what you see is a guy who is an unbelievable basketball player, undeniably. But he's also helping children in Akron get a free education, and he's speaking out on social justice issues, and he loves his wife, and he loves his children, and he's involved in his children's life. He's at their games. He's having Taco Tuesday family night. He looks perfect from a distance, and without getting into the details, I can just tell you that his reputation, among those who are closer to the real LeBron, is not one that they would never subscribe to. He's perfect. Or even close to it.
Well, of course, Jordan wasn't either perfect,
right,
by
course.
Any freaking stretch of the imagination. And I'm going to break some news here. I'm also not perfect.
I guess I'm not perfect either. but he's got – I don't know if it's fake or contrived, but when I watch when I see a video of LeBron saying, I want my damn respect, and I retweet it with all caps, respect your king, I know that there are friends of mine who cover that league on a very closely, who are like, get out of here with this respect your king stuff.
Right. Yeah. I want my respect. Like, it literally, I roll my eyes at, I want my respect. You know, give me that respect. It's an eye-rolling moment. It's ridiculous. He's got plenty of respect. That's the part. Like, he just wins another championship, you know, another title, triple-double, basically, you know, another triple-double at the age of 35, for God's sakes. And it's the give me my respect thing that makes you roll your eyes a little bit. But it actually works the other way, like the posturing stuff. But listen, the guy is unbelievable. 35 years old, doing what he's doing. He is a franchise unto himself. And the NBA was fantastic. I mean, the bubble was fantastic from beginning to end. It was great fun. And it's too bad that I got no idea when we're going to play NBA basketball again.
It looks like January, and, you know, they're going to prepare to do it inside FedEx Forum and inside the Smoothie King Center and Staples Center and everywhere else, but, like, also, you know, have contingency plans that include bubbles or a bubble again, because who knows where we're going to be. Dan Mullen wants to put 90,000 people in the swamp on Saturday. Oh God!
How about some of the mask wearing, man? How about some of that? I think Jeremy Pruitt was the funniest. Jeremy Pruitt, like
Jeremy Pruitt,
that
Jeremy Pruitt looked like when you're a petulant child, and you won't zip your coat up, and your mom's like, "I told you to zip your coat up. You're gonna get sick." And she's like, you need to zip your coat up. And you zip it all the way up to your eyes just to prove a point to her. That's what he looked like he was doing. Like, they were like, you need to wear a mask. He's like, I will cover my entire head.
But except for his nose and mouth. Like, it was ridiculous. And then Kiffin's got his little, you know, he's got a whole bunch of different things he's wearing. It's just ridiculous.
It's not that. As somebody who wears a mask, like, football coaches seem to have the hardest time keeping a mask over their nose and mouth. It's not that hard. Like, I wear a mask every day, and it always covers my nose and mouth. I don't know why. Like, Lane Kiffin looks like he's got a thong on his face.
It looked like a thong. It looked like a bikini mask. Yeah, exactly right. A thong.
It was like some Ole Miss cheerleader left her thong at Lane's house, which, by the way, I'm not ruling it out as a possibility. And he just grabbed it and put it on his face and went to try to score 48 points on Nick Saban.
Oh, God.
What in the world? All right, I'll see you later.
See you, man.
Bye bye. It's Jeff Calkins. He'll be back in studio at 9 a.m. I'll join him around 9:25. Now, Lane Kiffin, it's like he had a little piece of cloth like over part of his nose for most of the game. I don't like these guys can actually get whatever kind of face covering they want. Just get one that you're comfortable with and just leave it there.
The Jeremy Pruitt one was that's insane.
Like, what was he doing?
I don't know.
I think he was just trying to, okay, I'll cover my stupid face. I think he's somebody who probably thinks the SEC telling him to cover his face is ridiculous.
Yeah.
And so he was just like, okay, here, does this cover my head? He just covers his whole head. Nick Saban did pretty good with the mask wearing.
Nick Saban did great.
Like, he had a baseball cap on, and then he put on a face mask that actually, like, fits him well, like almost like he got fitted for a face mask. And it was like Nick Saban looked fine. And you couldn't see him cussing out all his players and coaches after every Ole Miss touchdown. I thought Nick Saban, and I don't know that I would have predicted this, like Nick Saban, an old, as Lane Kiffin called him last week, elderly man, being the best at actually conforming to the protocols that the SEC has put into place. Like, Nick, we need you to cover your face. Okay, I'll put this on and I'll just leave it there until the game's over. He did. Like, we were handing out awards for mask wearing in the SEC. I didn't see every SEC game, but of the ones I watched, I thought Nick Saban did a pretty good job.
Me too.
Lane Kiffin, not so much. Be back in a second.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. And the reason it's great is because the folks at the Smile Center take care of you and treat you like family. The Smile Center, it's Dr. Maddie Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open and treating patients. And needless to say, they're taking all of the necessary health precautions to keep you and your family safe. That means pre-screening, temperature checks, air purifiers with HEPA filters everywhere, and a limited number of people in the waiting room and clinical areas. Yes, the Smile Center is currently accepting new patients. And for those of you who've lost your dental coverage due to COVID-19, the Smile Center has insurance plans available for you and your family. If you have dental insurance, let me ask you this. Have you used all of your insurance benefits for 2020? If not, you should do that before the end of the year, and there's nobody better to do it with than the Smile Center. Again, the address is 1941 South Germantown Road, Suite 101, and the phone number is 901-309-1333. It's the Smile Center on the web, smilecentermemphis.com.
This pandemic has taken away many things. It's robbed us from our day-to-day, kept us from our work and play, and erased our views of regular, standard, and normal. But it's taught us a lot as well, including what and who matters most. That's why it's more important than ever to help protect your loved ones from the flu this season. Make a flu shot appointment for yourself and the people you care about most at Kroger.com/flu. At Kroger Health, we believe that your people are our people.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. The leaves are changing colors and the holidays are coming, which means it's time to get your discounted fall furnace tune-up for only $60. This tune-up includes a full 20-point maintenance inspection of your heater's safeties, a free heat exchanger camera inspection, and a carbon monoxide test. The fall is also a great time to get your air ducts cleaned for cleaner air and purify it with our ABCO air purifier, which helps kill viruses, germs, mold spores, and odors that may be circulating through your home's air. Go to our website at choateshvac.com to redeem a $50 off air duct cleaning coupon and call us today at 347-8086. That's 347-8086 to schedule your $60 fall furnace tune-up. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Your CBD store, the largest CBD retailer in the country, is opening in Millington this Friday. There will be door prizes, samples, food, and much more. Stop by. Let them share the wellness of CBD products with you at 8570 South Highway 51 North, Suite 107, right next to Huey's.
Election Day is November 3rd. If you plan to vote by mail, plan ahead at usps.com/voting info. There, you will find helpful resources, such as guidance for successfully using the mail, links to find your state's rules and deadlines, information for military and overseas voters, and more. The U.S. Postal Service is ready to deliver for you. Make sure you're ready, too. Start today at usps.com/voting info.
Order! Continue, Ms. Garner.
With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day.
Objection! My credit card doesn't earn double miles on every purchase.
I object to your objection. With the Capital One Venture Card, you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase.
Order!
And right now, earn 100,000 bonus miles when you spend $20,000 in your first year.
I'll allow it.
No further questions, Your Honor. Well, just one. What's in your wallet?
Limited time offer. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room 1 is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room 2 are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
You know, these days our homes do so much. I mean, think about it. There are remote offices, movie theaters, even virtual shopping malls. And Xfinity Internet keeps it all running smoothly with the speed to power all of your devices at once. So while the kids are video gaming away, you can video chat with ease. And with coverage throughout your home, you can internet wherever, whenever. Xfinity Internet keeps your home humming with reliable speed and coverage. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. You know, Xfinity delivers gig speeds to more homes than anyone. Check out our amazing offers on packages with gig or get started with internet for $25 a month for 12 months with a 1-year agreement. Plus, ask about XFi Complete for unlimited data, whole home Wi-Fi, and more. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. Ends 11/22/20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet, 25 megabits per second. Customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Put some respect on my check. Pay me in equity. Pay me in equity. Watch me reverse out of dicks. He got a bad chick. Bad chick. We live in lavish, lavish. I get expensive fabrics. I got expensive habits. He wanna go with me. He likes to roll with me. He wanna be with me. He wanna give me that vitamin.
Looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance. Get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. It's a second generation local agency. Been owned and operated since 1981. If you live in Tennessee, Elizabeth can help you. If you live in Mississippi, Elizabeth can help you. She's a proud partner with Memphis Tigers Athletics. So if you're somebody who likes to support a business that supports the local athletic department, Elizabeth Rook Insurance qualifies. Do you have a good life insurance policy? If not, you need one. You would never want something to happen to you that leaves your family in a financial bind. So you need a life insurance policy, and you can get a policy right now via Elizabeth Rook Insurance. They have waived the medical exam to help you during these COVID-19 social distancing regulations. So take advantage of that. Check the website for more information, rookinsurance.com. Two locations in the Memphis area. One is in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other on Highway 51 in Covington. You can reach them at 901-867-SAVE. 901-867-7283. It's Elizabeth Rook Insurance on the web, rookinsurance.com. There's been some baseball news today in addition to the ALCS, which is happening right now with the Rays up 4-1 over Houston in Game 2. They won Game 1 last night. So, barring an Astros comeback, the Rays are about to be up 2-0 and just two wins away from the World Series. First and foremost, Billy Beane, who is the inspiration of Moneyball in Oakland, is leaving Oakland to join the Boston Red Sox. So at some point you just go, all right, I'm tired of this trying to penny pinch and win baseball. Let's go where the money's at. So Bill Beane will now be working within the confines of that Boston organization. And then the Chicago White Sox earlier today fired Rick Renteria, who took them to the playoffs, but then they got eliminated pretty quickly in the wild card round by the Oakland Athletics. And what's interesting about that isn't that Rick Renteria got fired, like, who cares? But among the candidates to replace him, former Cardinals manager Tony La Russa. And if Tony La Russa actually does become the White Sox manager, he will be the first manager in history who is already in the Hall of Fame and comes out of retirement to manage baseball. Nobody's ever done that before. To already be in the Hall of Fame as a manager, be retired, and then come out of retirement to manage again. So it's unclear if La Russa is going to get the job, but some of the early reporting has him being a legitimate candidate to maybe replace Rick Renteria with the Chicago White Sox. Be back with Dinner to Go.
Hey, fellow citizens, do you have a plan for how you're going to vote? You should. You can vote in person or by mail. Go to vote411.org to find out rules and deadlines for your state. We all have a voice and a vote to cast. Vote. Make it count. Go to vote411.org.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite
favorite item on the menu? It's the now famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com. The fall weather has hit. Football season is here. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that James Davis is helping celebrate with 20% off all fall merchandise until the end of October. Sports shirts, sweaters, active tops that are perfect for those cool nights while eating outside. It's all available at James Davis as our new five-pocket brush cotton pants and tons of new denim. And don't forget about the Stant custom shirt and custom pants system. All it takes is three measurements and roughly a minute of your time, and you'll have custom-made shirts and pants ordered for you. They'll be ready before you know it. They'll fit you perfectly, just like mine fit me perfectly. And right now, you can get it done with 20% off the regular price. That's a deal that should not be passed up. And if you need a new suit, the greatest deal available is at James Davis. You can get two Paul Bettinelli suits for just $7.95. I own like six of them. You can get two right now for just $7.95. They're incredible deals through October 31st, only at James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected five times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. I am often asked, what is the value of my case? The answer, of course, depends on your injuries, liability, and the damages to you financially. And it also very much depends on the law firm you hire to represent you. Many times, firms are hired without much thought or research. All firms are not the same, not even close. I know of firms and lawyers who haven't tried a case in years, maybe never. The insurance company knows who they are, too. Some lawyers need the money more than you do. Go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts in court. Here you will see injuries just like yours. You will see what the insurance company offered and, more importantly, what a jury decided. You will have an idea what your case may be worth in our hands. And just because you've already hired a lawyer doesn't mean you can't fire them before it's too late. For over 30 years, Morgan & Morgan has been here at your time of need. On your cell, dial pound law. Pound law, that's all.
Free background information available upon request.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
We're here to help you save on the food and essentials you need. Just buy five or more participating sale items, and you'll save a dollar each with card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Has this ever happened to you? My friend was telling me about his new pair of headphones, so I looked them up online. Now, everywhere I go is a creepy ad for those headphones I looked at one time. I hate that feeling, like I'm being watched. I got DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. With one download, you can search and browse privately, avoiding trackers all for free. It's that simple. Take back your privacy online with DuckDuckGo. Privacy simplified.
Progressive presents The Sounds of the Old World.
The year is 2019, and someone is waiting for the previews to start in a movie theater.
Hey, you want anything? Popcorn? Soda? No, nothing.
This has been The Sounds of the Old World.
Brought to you by Progressive, where drivers can still switch and save like it's 2019.
Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
T-Mobile for Business knows saving time and money is important for your business. That's why we're introducing Microsoft 365 on us, now included in our best business plans. With Office Apps, Microsoft Teams, cloud storage, and more, Microsoft 365 on us gives you the tools you need to run your business. Stop by a T-Mobile store today. Qualifying plan required. Contactless to activate. One license per line. Max 2 per account. Third-party terms apply. See T-Mobile.com for plan details.
Find the high-impact hire your business needs fast on Indeed. You'll find lots of great candidates and no long-term contracts at Indeed.com/high-impact.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hands tied, the power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm just a puppet here. If you want to place blame, then look to the puppeteer. Family, fortune, envy, jealousy, privilege, passed on, legacy, secret, sabotage, borderline, felony, suicide, subtract, selfish, pedigree.
It is October, so football's full speed ahead. Halloween, right around the corner. College basketball season will be here before you know it. Fingers crossed. A lot going on. You might want to have a drink while you're watching it or experiencing it. Make a New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains, five times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered three times to create a soft finish. It is so smooth, you can drink it straight, and it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. If you're into flavored vodkas, they offer a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor, so keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, a restaurant, or inside a liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Go check that website. NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on our king, LeBron James, and his fourth NBA title, which was secured last night via a blowout of the Miami Heat. It was a part of me that wanted it to be what Friday night was, which is a game that goes into the final minutes, back and forth, back and forth. But more than that, I wanted to make sure LeBron gets his fourth title.
Yeah.
And so I didn't want to test it.
I got to give myself credit. I called this on Friday.
Give yourself credit, Bennett.
I said,
LeBron can demand respect from strangers, you can certainly give yourself credit.
You said, are the Lakers closing this thing out tonight?
You did.
I said,
you
no.
Did. You were right.
I said, no, the Heat are going to win this one, okay, and then the Lakers are going to whoop up on them in the next one. That's
Bennett,
what happened.
Jesus. Bennett, you had it exactly
Savant.
Right. That is exactly what happened. I would have liked to have had LeBron with the opportunity to actually hit that game winner to close a finals, because that is something he has never done. And so I wanted that, but I'll take a blowout win to get him his fourth title. And now, heading into next season, he will be favored to win a fifth title. At the age of 36, the Lakers are the favorite to win the championship next season. They're plus 375 right now in the sports book at the Action Network. The Clippers are right behind them at plus 425. Bucks at plus 650. And then the team that I think will be the biggest challenger to the Lakers next season, Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Plus 750. Remember, they get Steph back way rested.
Yes.
Klay back healthy and rested. Draymond back healthy and rested. Like, this bubble was awesome. And I do think there's, like, the Miami Heat gained something from being in it and experience and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, Steph Curry has been resting.
Yeah, and
since February.
And I think that they're probably
– or March, rather.
They're probably going to make a move this offseason to make that team even better around those guys.
Well, they get – okay, so you get rested Steph, rested Klay, rested Draymond. You got the number two pick in the draft.
Exactly.
So the thought is they're going to flip the second pick in the draft for something of substance.
Like, you got Wiggins, too, you can move.
Package him with the two pick and see if you can get somebody who fits well with the Warriors. Or actually execute the pick. And take what? LaMelo Ball, Anthony Edwards, James Wiseman. There was a time where I thought Wiseman would be the pick by Golden State at two if Minnesota went LaMelo or Anthony Edwards. Now I'm not. The more I think about
it.
Because, okay, what do we already know about the Warriors? Their best lineup is Draymond at the five. Like, when they're trying to win a game or win a title, Draymond's going to play the five. So why do you want to spend the second pick on somebody that you already know you don't want on the court in crunch time?
Right, and if you're playing, I mean, let's say it comes down to what you said in the Western Conference Finals and it's Lakers-Warriors. Well, I mean, we don't know what James Wiseman's going to be in the NBA, but in year one, you're not putting him on the court against Anthony Davis.
No, he'd get murdered.
Yeah.
So is that really what you want with the – whereas Anthony Edwards would be like – he'll be able to score immediately.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. The most likely option is the Warriors don't have that pick on draft night, or they pick somebody for somebody else. But if they take – if they use the pick, I am now skeptical that it would be James Wiseman, because if you're committed to closing games with Draymond, that ain't really what you use the number two pick on.
Right.
It's somebody you're going to have on the bench in closing time. So either way, if I were making these odds, I'd make the Lakers the favorite. I'd make the Warriors the second favorite. I think I'd make them – I'd put them ahead of the Clippers. I don't – Clippers with a new coach, Kawhi and Paul George, those pieces
don't – off there.
There's something off there. I think I'd go Lakers 1, Warriors 2. The favorites in the East are the Bucks, followed by the Nets and the Celtics.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Well, we have Monday Night Football, Chargers-Saints down in New Orleans, but the biggest game is Game 1 NLCS, Braves-Dodgers. It won't do the same kind of television number because football is bigger than baseball, but the biggest game is Game 1 NLCS, Braves-Dodgers, Globe Life Field, Arlington, Texas. Max Fried is on the mound for Atlanta. L.A.'s giving the ball to Walker Buehler. The Dodgers are minus 135 on the money line. The total is 8. First pitch scheduled for 7:08. You can watch it on Fox.
What should I watch on TV?
Well, 42, which is the late Chadwick Boseman playing Jackie Robinson, is on VH1 at 6 o'clock. There's an E60 on ESPN News tonight. It'll focus on stories of various basketball figures, among them Ja Morant. So that starts at 8 o'clock on ESPN News. Winner's Bone, which made the Ozarks famous before Ozark.
Good movie.
Yeah, great movie.
Yep.
It's on Cinemax at 8:20. Jennifer Lawrence stars in it. She was nominated for an Academy Award for her performance. So those are some TV options. On Late Night Circuit, Kevin Nealon's on Conan. Rufus Wainwright is on Jimmy Kimmel. Kevin Hart's on Jimmy Fallon. Jerry Seinfeld is on Stephen Colbert. Michael Stipe is on Seth Meyers. Hilary Swank is on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Chris Mannix was one of many people who weighed in on the LeBron as the GOAT topic after the Lakers won the title last night. So if you haven't read that yet, go read it. Chris Mannix, SI.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Tuesday, so we'll look back at today's baseball games and tonight's football game. We get Rays, Astros, Braves, Dodgers both playing again tomorrow. So that's awesome. We get Bills Titans tomorrow night on CBS, America's Most Watched Network, Network of Stars. Frank Schwab will join me in the first segment. Jeff Calkins in the second. Should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'll try to enjoy mine. We'll meet back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel's America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and then lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. I downloaded mine, got my $50. You need to as well. I was telling all my friends about it this weekend. It's an awesome app, and again, sports gambling is right around the corner in Tennessee. It's coming soon, so go get that $50 in site credit. Again, that's promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and home of the Gary Parrish Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 p.m. WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Live on the radio.com app.
A short trip to St. Louis can lead to the ride of a lifetime. This is Todd Thomas.
Flags with 40-plus rides. Venture to the top of the new St. Louis Wheel at Union Station. Or take the kids to the City Museum and mix the excitement with a little wonder. Remember to wear masks and stay 6 feet apart. Book your trip today at ExploreSt.Louis.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
I feel like I'm being haunted by a pair of headphones. Everywhere I go is a creepy ad for headphones I looked at one time. I hate feeling like I'm being watched. I downloaded DuckDuckGo and saw a difference right away. Take back your privacy with DuckDuckGo.
It's time to play Jackpot Justice. That's right. If you can't make it to the casino, we have Jackpot Justice election style. Percy Lynchard wants to be on the Mississippi Supreme Court. He has a long history of getting big bucks from his Jackpot Justice cronies. $40,000 from Mississippi trial lawyers. $20,000 from Democratic mega donors. Lynchard would risk bringing Jackpot Justice back to Mississippi. Fortunately, we have a conservative alternative, Mississippi Supreme Court Justice Josiah Coleman. He's a conservative and experienced judge, a fair-minded man who understands hard work. Coleman lives on a farm, has served as a volunteer firefighter, and bagged groceries and washed dishes to help pay for his education. When it comes to the Mississippi Supreme Court, reject Jackpot Justice. Vote conservative, vote Coleman. Justice Josiah Coleman for the Mississippi Supreme Court. Paid for by Improved Mississippi PAC. Derek Easley, Treasurer. Not approved by any candidate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.